This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now Ibn Qayyim is going to, after talking about the weapons for the inner war and how shaitan will come to you to in different ways and how he compares it to the robber that is trying to rob you of the goodness and take you off of tariq, and if you were to follow behind him, you would be unsuccessful. Ibn Qayyim goes on to make the comparison of the shayateen, of the satans, plural, and how they will continuously try to take you off that straight path. But then he compares it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving you what is needed to prepare to fight the shayateen, to fight the evil forces, to fight those things that call you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, earlier, a couple lessons earlier, talking about the battle between the good and the evil, you'll fall victim to the good or to the evil. But this comparison Ibn al-Qayyim mentions, comparing it to an army and its preparatory means to fight shayateen. He says here, after rahimahullah ta'ala, فَلَمَّا أَنْبُلِيَ الْعَبْدُ مَا بُلِيَ بِهِ أُعِينَ بِالْعَسَاكِرِ وَالْعُدُدِ وَالْحُسْنِ وَقِيلَ لَهُ قَاتِلْ عَدُوَكَ وَجَاهِدْهُ. He says, when the servant is tested by what he is going to be tested by, he is assisted with an army and preparations and a fortress. So these three things he's basically saying here, the troops, the soldiers, and the gear, and also the fortress to protect them. Interesting. He said to him, go and fight your enemy and struggle in this. Okay? So the enemy is obviously the shaitan, but then Allah gives him that preparation. And earlier we talked about, you know, the angels coming to him and warning him and reminding him. And, you know, we talked about the aql, the intellect, and the basira, and the insight, right? We talked about this earlier. But he's making the comparison now. It's very beautiful. He says, فَهَذِهِ الْجُنُودِ خُذْ مِنْهَا مَا شِتْ. And as far as these troops, take as many as you need. وَهَذِهِ الْعُدَدُ أَلْبِسْ Albas minha ma shit, and this armor, take as much of it as you wear. You need, wear as much as you need. وهذه الحصون تحصن منها بأي حصن شت. And as far as this fortress, take from it and guard as a guard or as a protection as much as you need. ورابط إلى الموت. جميل جدا. He says, rahimahullah, and hold the fort until death. This is important because he's mentioning here that the means are given to you. But with that, you still have to act. Allah gives you what is needed to fight the shaitan. But you have to act on it or activate what is inside of you to fight the shaitan. So when we talk about the strength of concentration, of khushur, of being mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and knowing that Allah has given you the faculty to fight, the faculties to fight, and you take the means in order to protect yourself from it. So not going to certain places. Allah is giving you that aql, right? He's giving you that intellectual capacity to determine if this is better for me or not good for me. And then he's giving you the insight. Say that you go to that friend's house, or you watch that television show, or you get involved with that particular person or at a certain place, and you're able to see, okay, this is not going to lead me to a good place. You still have a choice. So Allah has given you those faculties. He's given you the troops. He's given you the armor. And he's given you the fortress. But then you still have to, as Ibn Qayyim says, قَاتِلْ عَدُوَّكَ وَجَادِلْ جَاهِدْهُ, to fight against your enemy and to kill him. To fight against your enemy and to struggle against him. Then Rahimullah, he says, Rahimullah, وَرَابِطْ إِلَى الْمَوْتِ فَالْأَمْرُ قَرِيبٌ وَمُدَّةُ الْمَرَابِطَةِ يَسِيرَةٌ جِدًّا. He says, for the situation is close, for the time is close, and the time frame of holding post is a small time frame. Meaningless time frame in this dunya, in this life. And then he says, رَحِمَ فَكَأَنَّكَ بِالْمَلِكِ الْأَعْظَمِ قَدْ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْكَ رُسُولَ. He said, it is as though the great king had sent to you his messengers. فَنَقَلُوكَ إِلَى دَارِهِ. And he sent you and they moved you to his house. وَاسْتَرَحْتَ مِنْ هَذِ الْجِهَادِ وَفُرِّقَ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ عَدُوِكَ وَأُطْلِقْتَ فِي دَارِ الْكَرَامَةِ تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهَا كَيْفَ شِتْ. So he's mentioning here, he says here, rahimahullah ta'ala, making the comparison again. He says, it is as though the king sent you sent you his messengers, and they moved you to his house, and then you are resting, you have rested from this jihad, from this struggle. As though that now he's talking about the end of this time of fighting. وَفُرِّقَ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ عَدُوِكَ You and your enemy were separated, and you rested in the noble house, moving as you wish. And your enemy was placed in a highly sealed security or high protected jail, right? So your enemy is jailed. As you know, the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, someone mentioned that the shayateen are locked up in the month of Ramadan. And then he says, فَالسِّجْنُ الَّذِي كَانَ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يُدِعَكَ فِيهِ قَدْ أُدْخِلَهُ وَأُغْلِقَتْ عَلَيْهِ أَبْوَابُ So basically, your enemy, the shaitan, had been put in a jail, the same jail that he wanted to put you in. That jail of what? Of denying your aql, of denying your insight, of denying the good part of yourself that calls you away from the enemy, or that calls you towards the enemy. Being in a jail cell of shaitan, you know, you are subject to those desires. You're subject to that anger. You're subject to gluttony. You're subject to all of these things that are destructive to you as a human being. He says, وَأُغْلِقَتْ عَلَيْهِ أَبْوَابُ وَأَيِّسَ مِنَ الرُّوحِ وَمِنَ الرُّوحِ وَالْفَرَجِ And he has given up from any, the doors are locked, basically given up any relief or rescue for shaitan. He says, وَأَنْتَ فِيمَا اشْتَهَتَ نَفْسُكَ فِيمَا اشْتَهَتْ نَفْسُكَ وَقَرَّتْ عَيْنُكَ And your situation, you're in a situation that you have been given whatever you find yourself, all that you desire and long for. And then he says, رَحِمَ اللَّهُ جَزَاءً عَلَى صَبْرِكَ فِي تِلْكَ الْمُدَّةِ الْيَسِيرَةِ And this is beautiful. He says, so as he's talking about how shaitan is locked up and he is put in a cell that there's no hope for any rescue or relief, and it is high security cell, basically. He says, and you are in a place to where you get everything that you desire and that you love and want. Jannah, may Allah make us from the inhabitants of Jannah. Jaza'an ala sabrika. As a reward for your patience in this short time frame, Allahu Akbar, in this dunya. Now he's moving on to talk about the dunya and how this life is temporary. وَلَزُومَكَ أَثَّغَرَ لِلْرِبَاطِ And then he makes a comparison again. You're rewarded for your patience and for your allegiance and adherence to holding post. Holding post against what? Against the army. Against the army of Satan that's trying to call you. So now Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, after making this beautiful comparison, and wallahi, this is beautiful. If you compare it to a war, you know, this is when the war is over. You know, talked about the characteristics before, but now going through the war, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the preparation. This is important for us to realize that there is always an opportunity for you to be better. And there is always an opportunity because Allah is Ar-Rahman. He is a merciful. From His mercy, He has given you the faculties spiritually to fight those desires that may come, that will come to you. And that in and of itself is the test. Within Al-Qadir's Qadr, the one that is able to do all things, and He has, you know, predestined for us by giving us or putting us in a position to where we may be exposed to those things that will try to take advantage of our souls. The same time He has given us the fortress, the armor, the army to fight against that. In the end of the day, it is up to you. What choice are you making? And that's what's very important here with this small portion. But Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, after talking about that, you know, if you were to continue on this struggle and you are successful, shaitan is locked up and you are rewarded, that he mentioned two things. Sabruka ala tilka al-muddati yasira wa fi tilka, the patience and also luzum. Patience and luzum. Luzum is adherence. So you're patient and the time frame that you are here. And it's beautiful I said muddatin yasira to show that, look, this dunya, this time frame in life is only temporary. It's the next life that we should be thinking about and longing for as we are being patient. Rather, having the patience, the motivation behind the patience is thinking of the next life. So as you're doing that, you are struggling and holding the fort against the shaitan. And this is beautiful that Ibn Qayyim mentions this, because we may think that sabr, patience, is being a quietist, not saying anything, not speaking up against that which is evil, not acting against that which is evil. But patience means that you are acting in a manner of adherence. Adherence to what? That is what's important. Your adherence to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your adherence to Islamic ethics and practices that is only ultimately found in the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is what is very important. You're patiently acting, but your action is principled within the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your principles are founded in the sunnah. Your principles are founded in the Quran. That is what is important. Not to mistake impatience with stagnation or lack of movement. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that hold the fort with the army and the armor that is correct and befitting for us to be in the final place that our desires will be fulfilled in Jannah. Ameen.